Protecting the Affordable Care Act. Welcome to the October 22nd edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. In the run-up to the election, things have become pretty quiet on the health reform front. Even the administration's announcements of Affordable Care Act milestones have slowed to a trickle. But leaders from the American Academy of Family Physicians registered their displeasure last week at the ongoing attacks on the ACA. Finally, getting health care coverage for millions of Americans is at risk, according to Academy leaders. Why? Because some states, for political reasons, it seems, don't want to expand their Medicaid programs. Here's Academy Executive Vice President Douglas Henley.
Now, this Academy has supported this moral imperative of health care coverage for all for over 25 years. And it is now being threatened yet again because the partisan agenda of certain governors and certain state legislatures is more important than doing the right thing on behalf of people.
Dr. Henley said that research has shown that having health insurance and a usual source of care are the two best ways to keep people healthy. Meanwhile, some lawmakers have been investigating the ACA's Prevention and Public Health Fund, trying to see how HHS is spending the more than $14 billion allocated by Congress. Here's Mary Ellen Schneider with the details.
The Prevention and Public Health Fund has turned out to be one of the more controversial elements of the ACA, so it's no surprise that some GOP senators have asked the Government Accountability Office to see what's up. Their report shows that the first $1.25 billion in the fund was paid out to 43 different programs. Here are some of the big-ticket items. $200 million to support training programs for primary care physicians and physician assistants. $146 million on grants to increase access to smoke-free environments, healthy foods, and physical activity. And another $100 million helps fund immunization programs. While the 134-page report catalogs each grant, it's light on reporting outcomes. HHS officials told the GAO investigators it was too early for results from many of the multi-year projects.
With a massive Medicare cut looming at the start of 2013, physicians are looking to put the sustainable growth rate formula back on the political agenda. In a letter to Congress, the American Medical Association and more than 100 other groups pushed for SGR repeal and outlined how the payment model should change while moving to an alternative. The wish list includes pay increases that reflect the cost of services, as well as their progress in improving quality and lowering costs. The AMA plan also includes providing a way to measure progress and would allow doctors to pick the payment model that works best for them. Well, the second presidential debate didn't address health care policy, and the third one won't either. But don't expect the candidates to stay quiet for long. We'll bring you all the news as we count down to Election Day. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.